Inside Outdoors, coming on the airwaves, coming your way.
Hey now, we're outside indoors, beat on a book on a snowy day.
Hey now, we're inside outdoors, baiting a hook and anchors away.
Baiting a hook and anchors away.
Baiting a hook and anchors away.
Inside Outdoors is brought to you from the beautiful rolling hills of southern Indiana. Inside Outdoors with Don Jordan, Buddy Bill, and Rich Reardon gives you everything you need to know about the outdoors. Hunting, fishing, local and national outdoor news, the environment, natural resources, safety, issues, and just down-home family fun. Inside Outdoors is an enjoyable and informative way to learn about what nature has to offer and how to be a good steward. You can find us at InsideOutdoorsRadio.com, and we invite you to write in about your fish stories, outdoor stories, favorite places, questions, or just about anything you want us to talk about on the show. So sit back with Buddy Bill, Don, and Rich for another episode of Inside Outdoors.
Inside Outdoors is brought to you by Morrison's Appliance.
That's right, Morrison's Appliances and Service on West Kirkwood Avenue in Bloomington, Indiana. Serving Monroe County since 1954, with eco-friendly service, pickup, and delivery at 900 West Kirkwood Avenue in Bloomington. For more info, visit Morrison's Appliances and Service.com.
Hey, good morning, everybody. By golly.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Who are you?
Well, I'm Buddy Bill.
I'm Don Jordan.
This is Inside Outdoors, too. I'll remind you of that.
They all know that, I hope.
I hope. And then we got somebody sitting in there at the control.
Mr. Rich Reardon, I'm still right here.
You're still there.
And it is 34 degrees right now.
Yes. Well, mine dropped to 33 coming in.
Did you have anything on your windshield? Well, you park in the barn.
I park in my garage, yeah.
No frost up on top of the mountain.
Wasn't?
No frost.
We had a little frost down on the lower end.
Well, there's been frost lately here. Already.
Well, it's winter time.
Already. We'd have had frost in October, mid-October.
Didn't have any this year.
People still had tomatoes going.
Yeah.
Until this last week. Winter's coming. We've got, what, the big clock setback? Conspiracy tomorrow.
Don't want to forget that.
Right. And that means
set it back tonight before you go to bed.
That means it'll be dark an hour longer tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Didn't you see that woman in Indianapolis complaining about her kids got killed because they were loading up in the dark at one where they hit the three kids and killed them
up there?
She was saying that wouldn't happen if the drivers had been able to see them. Well, you know, people have been saying that for years, that this daylight savings time was dangerous for children loading on school buses.
And it is. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
And they finally proved it, that it is dangerous. So,
They're not about to change the time.
No, those boys in Washington, they all want to be same time as their friends in New York. You know?
Yeah. Well, they got to play golf and all that.
Yeah, to go to the bar.
Go to the bar. Have a drink or two and
spend a lot of money on dinner.
that woman, that 22-year-old that hit them four kids and killed three of them, said she didn't see that bus.
I don't know how you don't see a stopped school bus with its light flashing.
As big as it was and with the lights all on.
That's unbelievable.
Don't they have that little stop sign that comes out, side? Yes. I mean, it's pretty well marked.
He had them out. See, there's two of them on the side now, and them both were out, and these overhead lights were on, and she couldn't see a big yellow school bus in the dark. My gosh.
Well, one of the reasons why people don't see a yellow bus even in the daylight is because they don't pay attention to those rules to stop.
Well, that's true.
And they don't pull off the highway when there's an ambulance coming up behind them at 100 miles an hour. They force the ambulance to go out and around or even come to a stop. So if the police don't start citing these people that pass the school buses, it's going to continue to happen.
Yep, you're right.
So, geez, come on, copolas. You hear that out there, boys? You're probably waiting for me outside.
Yeah, they'll be waiting on you. Well, it's sad. And about the same time, they were five in Tampa, Florida, killed. They said all killed.
Right, and Pennsylvania.
And Pennsylvania, there was one over there hit by a car and killed. And I hope that's not going around. I hope that's not a disease.
Well, it seems to be going around. The disease is stupidity. I bet that woman was on her phone, her cell phone, that hit those kids in Indianapolis.
Did you see how that dented that front of that truck?
It mashed it, didn't it?
Oh, them poor kids.
They were.
My God.
Had no chance.
Lord. The dent of a vehicle like that, I mean, and them were little kids.
And little kids, right. They didn't weigh more than 100 pounds.
Oh, no. My God.
Yeah, I feel sorry for the family.
Oh, Lord. You got to.
And then we got, this morning, I pulled into park out here. And I got to dodge the raft of scooters parked alongside the open space where my parking spot is. I'm really sick of these scooters, and I don't even live in town. Now, I imagine what it would be like if you lived in Bloomington and had to dodge those guys all the time.
Well, I was telling you there before we come on the air, my wife, Claire, was coming.
John Jordan. Go ahead.
we're
supposed to be taking a break, but
we are. Well,
yeah, let's do that, and then you tell that story, okay?
Yeah, let's take a break. Don't go away, folks. Stay right there, and we'll be right back with that story.
This is WFHB in downtown Bloomington. Volunteer-powered community radio at 91.3 FM for South Central Indiana, also 98.1 in Bloomington, 109.7 in Brown County, and 106.3 in Ellettsville. And online at WFHB.org. It is 34 degrees right now, and we're going back to Inside Outdoors. You're listening to Inside Outdoors with Buddy Bill, Don Jordan, and Rich Reardon. Hey, guys.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back. Anyway, I started to tell you a story. We were coming up Patterson and come up to 2nd Street, and of course the light was red, and we stopped, and whiz. Lord, what was that? That was one of them motor scooters. They will really move.
Yeah, they're 25, 30 miles an hour.
Yeah, them things will move. And I said, I want you to look at that. He's going westbound in the eastbound lane, dodging cars. And I watched him till he got to the top of the hill there, and the light changed, and we went on, got up to Adams and 2nd, and the light turned red, and here he come, and he went right on through it just like it wasn't even there. And I said, well, if somebody would hit that guy, they'd hang him by his ears.
Yeah.
In case of some policeman is kind of listening this morning, he was a blonde-headed with a long black coat and slender and about 5'9".
Well.
And he was on 2nd Street, and he stopped at the convenience store at the co-op.
Was he ugly?
I really didn't get that close to it.
He went by too fast.
He went by so fast that I didn't get really a good look at his face.
Probably a good idea.
But I can tell you one thing, he's a dummy.
A dummy.
Yeah.
Maybe even
a live dummy.
It's going to be a problem. You know, they threw him out up in Indy, and then they came right back. I don't know what the deal is on that. It's a motor vehicle in my book, and if you're a motor vehicle, don't you have to have a license plate and a registration?
They get by with somehow.
How do they? I mean, what's the difference between that scooter and a motorcycle?
It's a CCCs.
It's the number. Oh, that's how they get away with the DUI.
That's how they get by.
Mobiles. Well, they better change that.
If it's under 50 CCs, I think.
Well, this is electric. How do you measure CCs in an electric?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know.
Seems to me if it buzzes around at 30 miles an hour, it's a motor vehicle.
Then things will move. He went by me. I mean, he was moving on.
Well,
hey, like I said, if it's 2018 and doesn't make any sense, we need to do it.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Well, heck, that doesn't make any sense. Let's do it.
Yeah, right.
Well, there you go, boys.
Yep. But anyway, I had to mention that.
I think it's worth mentioning. Those scooters are more irritating than the 52,000 students on campus.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Now, if all 52,000 of those get scooters, man, we're going to have a problem.
We're going to have a big problem.
It looks like there's already 20,000 of them. They're every place you go, mm-hmm. You know, every place you park, you know, it's just there they are. Well, I guess that's enough. Anybody want to talk to us or you want to lend your opinion? You got anything to say about scooters? Call us. That's it. 1-812-323-1200.
Yeah. Correct.
Come on. Give us a little jingle. Tell us what's aggravating you this morning.
Yeah, well, and then that poor nurse over there at the hospital got run over and killed.
Backed over.
Yeah, backed over. Can't you just imagine that young gal jumped in that car and throwed her in reverse, didn't even look. Truth was known.
It's pretty bad.
Yes, that
pretty
is.
Pretty bad. Well,
lady had worked all day and was going to go home and relax, and she never made it home. When she made it home to a different home.
It's really sad.
Yes, it is.
And another deal, 10-1, that woman who hit her was on the phone.
Chances are she was.
Every time, almost without exception, when you see somebody doing something stupid in a car, they're usually on their phone.
On the telephone, yeah, on that phone.
Okay. Well, guess what? Guess what happened this week?
Oh, I don't know. Gosh, there's so much happened that I don't know. We've talked about several things that's happened already.
Well, this is a little more along the line of our show.
Uh-huh.
November the 1st, you know?
Yeah.
November Thursday, that would have been Thursday. That was the opening of quail season.
Oh, it was.
Pheasant season. And rabbit season,
uh-huh.
November the 1st.
And we don't have any of the three.
No, we don't.
They ought to add snipes to that, snipe season too.
Well, I thought that was open all year round, if you have a legal burlap bag.
You got to have that.
That's right.
Yeah, if you don't have that legal bag, you shouldn't be out there.
That's right. Rich, have you taken Shay on a snipe hunt?
I think she's been on one when she was younger, so...
Oh, that's too bad.
Usually you go on one and...
You don't forget them.
You don't forget it, no.
It's a real experience, a growth
Especially
experience.
Especially if you don't do any good, you don't want to go
right.
back.
Right. No, probably not.
Yeah.
I don't see how you could not do any good with all the snipes that are running around here.
Yeah, there's a lot of snipes.
Yeah. City snipes.
Uh-huh. But they're... progressing out into the county, though.
Yes, they are. They're a shorebird, generally.
More or less, yeah.
So, you know, you expect to see them around Lake Griffey.
And small ponds and lakes.
Like the drained Lake Wapahani out here.
You'll see a lot of them.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, Twin Lakes has got a softball field on it now.
Yeah, but, isn't that something? Every time I go by that.
I know. I'm always kept looking for those lakes to see if anybody's out there fishing. And they haven't been there for 30 years.
I used to fish in them when I was a kid.
Well, it was a bass hole.
Uh-huh.
You know, there was
a lot of bluegill in there, too.
Yes. And, well, Lake Griffey used to be a pretty good fishing hole. I don't go there anymore just because there are so many people out there hammering that lake. You know, it's just incredible. Coolers full of little bluegills. Pretty.
Not really big enough for a fillet.
Well, I'd say they're, you know, the biggest one you're going to catch out there now might be 7 inches.
Oh, you'd be lucky.
Yeah, I'd say it's more like 5.
Mm-hmm. I'll go along with that.
Well, anyway, they haven't adopted our 25 bluegill limit like every other state in the country has except us. Mm-hmm. You know, we got an unlimited amount of fish you can take from any lake, anywhere, anytime on bluegill. Crappie, there is a limit on them, but they seem to forget about the bluegill. The most popular fish, by the way, for fishing in the country.
Mm-hmm. It is.
It's, they're everywhere, and everybody fishes for them. So, you know, we ought to give them a little more protection, and I'd like to catch a little bit bigger than 5 inches.
And when you was a kid, and I was a kid, bluegill was the only thing we heard.
Well,
let's go bluegill fishing.
What you know, what are you going to catch with a cane pole and a worm?
Yeah.
I mean, about anything, really. But I remember my mom hooking into a big catfish in my uncle's pond when I was a little boy. She was just beside herself. She couldn't move it, you know.
Uh-huh.
That old cane pole was bent double.
Uh-huh.
It was fairly humorous.
Did she get it in?
I think she handed it over to Dad, and he got it in.
He helped her out.
But it was a nice big flathead.
Uh-huh.
Turned it loose.
Yeah.
So it could do its job of keeping the bluegill size up.
Have you, I hadn't heard anything until a guy told me, and did they kill several deer out there around the IU golf course and stuff?
I hadn't heard that. But
I don't know where he got his information, but he told me that they had killed 60.
60?
They wanted 100, and they killed 60.
Now, well, that sounds like the last call they had.
Well, I don't know where he was getting his information. I haven't heard it.
I haven't heard it either. I suppose the people to ask would be the DNR law enforcement, but maybe not, you know. I don't know. IU seems to be a world unto itself, so maybe they were just acting on their own.
It could have been.
Which it wouldn't surprise me at all.
No. Well, he lives in Greene County, so last year's news is just getting there. So,
you hear that over there in Eastern Greene?
last year's news just got there.
That's pretty good, Bill. That's pretty good. Okay, well, you know, my buddy who lives over in Eastern Greene, has been having deer problems at his house. And he said he'd look out in his backyard and there'd be a dozen of them or maybe more sometimes. And it's been going on for several years.
Uh-huh.
They ate all of his flowers, everything he has in his garden. And he's got his construction workers from Owensburg out with the bow and arrows, reducing the size of his backyard deer.
Well,
he said they've been cleaning up.
Well, that's good because they can be a nuisance.
Well, it says they get 4 a day, you know, under the new rules. You can get four per day. Isn't that amazing?
That is.
Or is that? That can't be right. That must be 4 per season. Four per season. That'd be in the reduction zones where they have eight. You know. But ours here in Monroe County, I believe, is 6. But
hey, guys, we got to take a break.
Okay, we'll take a break.
All right.
Don't go away, folks. Stay right where you're at. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Inside Outdoors, brought to you from the beautiful rolling hills of southern Indiana. So hang in there and we'll be right back with more Inside Outdoors after this short break. You're listening to Inside Outdoors. We want to thank our sponsor, Morrison's Appliance and Service, right here on Kirkwood Avenue. This is WFHB. You're listening to Bloomington, Indiana, volunteer-powered community radio at 91.3 FM for South Central Indiana. Also 98.1 in Bloomington, 109.7 in Brown County, 106.3 in Ellettsville, and online at WFHB.org. Right now, it is 34 degrees in Bloomington, and kind of patchy fog. It's going to be mostly sunny today, high of about 56, low tonight 45. Sunday, going back into the chance of showers, looks like pretty much through Tuesday, and Wednesday it'll be sunny. But we're looking in mid to high
50s this week, so watch out for that rain. Don't slide around. There's lots of leaves on the roads. You're listening Inside Outdoors. You're listening to Inside Outdoors with Buddy Bill, Don Jordan, and Rich Reardon. Hey, we're back.
We're back. Okie dokie.
Yes,
we're back.
Sir.
Here we are.
Sorry to interrupt you there, Don. What were you saying?
I was trying to decipher this DNR map with the number of deer you can get this year. And it looks like Monroe County is 4. So that's 4 extra deer on top of your regular deer license.
Yeah, regular license.
Right. So that gives you 1 buck and 4 does.
Mm-hmm.
All these extra deer have to be does, by the way. Because they're trying to reduce the deer herd.
Right.
And that's happening, been happening every year for a while now. And I don't guess they're having that much success, although I don't see as many deer as I used to see.
Around my house, there's not near as many.
Now, there you go. Well, let's see, in the counties around us, in case you happen to be able to listen to us here this morning, Morgan County has a bonus deer. Green County gets 4 bonus deer. Brown County gets 4. And, well, I guess that's enough. That's the ones that surround us. Just about everybody down here in southern Indiana is 4, right, except for Morgan County, which is 3. I guess the closer you get to Indianapolis, the less. Hancock County out there east of Indy,
mm-hmm.
It only has 1. And Rush County only has 1.
Well, I'll be darned.
So I'm not sure why that is. Probably because there isn't any woods whatsoever in those counties. It's all
all
cornfield or subdivision. And we have nobody gets 0 deer. and let's see. I guess 4 is the most. Earlier in the season, I thought they had 6 and 8.
Yeah, I thought they some of them it was 6 and 8.
That's right. There are 8. The counties that get 8 bonus deer. Now that's a bunch of deer. Right?
That's more deer than you can eat.
That's Harrison, Floyd, and Clark counties down on the Ohio River.
Huh.
You get 8 bonus deer. Now that's amazing.
Mm, that's a lot of deer.
It is. Geez, hard to imagine. So two hunting buddies could get 16, well, actually be 17, 18 deer, because that's not counting the bucks.
But the thing of it is, you can get 4 here in Monroe County, go to Green County and get 4 down there. You can go to Lawrence County and get their 4 down there. You can go to Morgan County and get their 3 up there.
I wonder if that's right. Can you do that?
Well, that's what a game warden told me.
Is that right? So you can go from county to county?
Yeah, as long as they're out of that county.
Wow. That's amazing.
Unless they've changed it.
But you still can't sell them.
Oh, no, you're not.
So, these are probably going to less advantaged people, I hope.
Well, hopefully it is, yeah.
They do have these Hunters Against Hunger programs where they try to give deer away. Of course, you got to get them processed. I don't know who pays for that. Do you have to have them cut up when you take them in?
I think the state.
Really? Well, they're never very clear.
If you donate them.
Yeah, state pays for it.
I think the state takes care of it.
Well,
It's 812-323-1200, if anybody's got a good answer for that.
Yeah, if anybody can understand this maze of deer hunting regulations, I'd like to hear from you. We need to have somebody explain it to us.
Yeah.
It's incredibly complicated and pretty amazing. Oh, you know that rabbits open. Did I say that?
Yeah, you told us about rabbits.
Man, I've been seeing more rabbits around my house in the subdivision there than any place else.
Get you a little trap and sit out there and put you an apple in it and catch you a rabbit.
Or a skunk. We got lots of them around, too.
Turn the skunk loose, eat the rabbit.
Well, the skunks are pretty tame. You know, I saw a little clip on something the other day of a little baby skunk, and a guy was playing with it just like a cat, like a little cat. They act just like cats, you know. They're not all that dangerous. And remember our buddy out in Iowa, Rich's buddy,
Skunky.
Yeah, had a skunk.
Whatever happened to Skunky?
He, when they tore down the old house, he had to move, and Brian tried to put him in the garage or something. He built a little thing for him, but he just took off. So he lived about 7-8 years there in that basement, though.
Yeah.
That's amazing, isn't it?
It is, yes. Stinky Depew.
Well, they don't, you know, like I say, they're pretty tame and can be easily domesticated. You know, if you want a pet skunk, and you know, they don't spray you unless you agitate them. You know, and they get mad at you or something.
Well, yeah, if you scare them or something like that. But I know I catch. I don't know how many I've caught this year in my traps. I trap for groundhogs and coons and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there'll be a skunky. Beautiful Stinky Depew.
They are beautiful, aren't they?
And I just slip up there and talk to him and stay behind the trap and just reach down and open the lid, and he'll run out. And
yeah, they're as fast as they run kind of like a pillow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, well, we all like skunks, and I mean, there's probably some of you who've been sprayed and don't like them too much, but you can get over that.
Oh, yeah.
And they are just a beautiful animal, and I'm always glad to see one personally.
Well, they catch a lot of mice.
Yes, they eat a lot of deads. They eat anything, really. Uh-huh. You know,
insects, too.
Insects, grubs.
Uh-huh.
You know, they're not picky.
No.
Not picky, be it ideal house cat.
Yeah, I don't do anything with them. I just turn them loose, and people say, "Well, how do you do that without getting sprayed?" I've never been sprayed yet. Now I could be sprayed any time, but
it's amazing how tolerant they are. Really.
Oh yeah, they just sit there, and when you open that door, boy, they see daylight and they're gone.
Say, by the way, archery season lets you get more deer.
Oh, yeah.
You get two antlerless deer with an archery permit and one antlered deer with an archery permit. So you could conceivably get two more deer onto that limit of, well, that five that you can take legally in Monroe County. You can get, if you go out with your bow and arrow, it says here you can get two more antlerless and one or one antlered. You get two more does and one or one buck.
Yeah, you only get one buck per season legally.
So you can't get two bucks if you have the bow and...
No, if you get one in bow season, then you can't get one in gun season.
That makes more sense.
Or if you get one in gun season, you can't get one in bow season.
Right. Well, the bow season.
Now, that's the way it was. They may have changed things.
Bow season lasts until January the 6th.
Uh-huh.
So, I saw two guys this morning at the Speedway gas station. I'm sorry I said that. Don't mean to give anybody a plug. At the gas station with their trailer behind it and a four-wheeler and all their deer hunting archery gear and their camo and everything, gassing up. I don't know where they're going, but...
Somewhere.
Yeah, There's plenty of places to go, and especially if you got, you know, access to some private ground, which you generally these days all you have to do is ask, unless you find a farmer who's been burnt by some
deer hunter,
some bad deer hunter in the past. They generally would like you to remove deer from their cornfields and bean fields and. I know those deer love those cornfields.
They love the bean fields better than the corn, but they'll take care of the corn too.
Yes, we've talked about it. I used to hunt quail all the time. Me and my buddy Tony over in Worthington used to always discuss which was better for quail, beans or corn. Well, for years, we started opening their crops up when we were hunting, and it pretty much was corn over beans. When they had bean and corns right together, so you know that kind of they seemed to prefer corn. And I'd say it's for the carbohydrates. You know, they need those carbohydrates to keep warm. So
that's what I was going to say. If it's in the winter time or cold weather, it'll be corn.
Right. I believe you're
right. Because corn causes heat, like you said.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's probably the case. Now, of course, you can't hunt them in the summer. They might have all beans in them, you know.
In the summer, they might have wheat.
Yeah.
I know I had a biologist tell me, it was Jim Mitchell. Jim.
Yeah.
Of course, he's not with us, but out in Nebraska, and we was talking about our chickens, and I was complaining because Clarice was giving them corn in the summertime, I thought too much, but that's beside the point. And anyway, we was talking, and he said, "Well, why?" And I said, "Well, corn makes heat, and in the summertime, you don't want them producing heat, but in the winter." And he said, "You know," he said, "that makes sense." He said, "In the summertime out in Nebraska, the birds would be geese and turkeys and what have you would be in the wheat fields and stuff eating, and then when it got cold weather they moved to the corn." And I said, "Well, that's the reason they stock up on corn in the winter for the heat."
Pretty logical, it seems like. I don't know. I wonder if we're going to have a big bunch of deer hunters in this county this year.
It don't seem to be a lot of deer hunters in archery season.
Those two I saw at the gas station this morning were the first two guys I've seen, you know, besides parked alongside of the road here and there. But I expect the firearm season will bring more of them out.
Oh, yeah, firearms always does. But
yeah. Well, speaking of deer and deer reductions, we still don't know what's happening at Lake Griffey, so we'll have to tell you what's happening at the state parks. You know, that's coming up.
That's coming up.
We got select properties will close temporarily for controlled deer reductions in the coming weeks. That means this month primarily. Two reduction weekends, or not weekends, they're actually weekdays. The first one is Monday, November the 12th, Tuesday, November the 13th. So that's next week, I guess, or week after next.
Yeah, it's getting close.
And the second effort is Monday, November 26th and the 27th. So the first weekend is same weekend of opening weekend. That's the 11th when it opens. So that means the 12th and 13th, 2 days after the opening, they're going to have deer reduction hunts in the state parks, at least some of them. Here's the state parks. If you go to any of these, remember those dates, 11th and 12th and 26th and 27th of November. Here's the state parks that state parks closing: Brown County, Chain of Lakes, Clifty Falls, Fort Harrison, Harmony, Indiana Dunes, Lincoln, Wabash, Potato Creek, Prophetstown, Shades, Shackamack, Summit Lake, Tippecanoe River, Turkey Run, Versailles, and Whitewater Memorial State Park, as well as Cave River Valley Natural Area and Trine State Recreation Area. The state park properties will reopen the morning after each two-day reduction. All Indiana state park properties not mentioned will be operating under normal hours, so McCormick's Creek won't be closing. They're not on the list.
That surprised me.
Indiana DNR biologists evaluate which state park require a deer reduction each year based on habitat recovery and previous harvest rates in each park. State parks are home to numerous natural communities that serve as significant habitat. The deer reductions help control browsing by deer to a level that ensures habitat for all plants and animals.
I see.
That's what they say. That's what they say. Okay. Information regarding the 2019 state park deer reductions, I guess that's next year.
Next year, yeah.
Will be available next summer. Boy, that's thinking ahead. On the DNR's website, I'm not going to go through that, but you can find it, I reckon. there's your deal on the deer hunting, as good as we can interpret it. It's not easy.
No. Some of that is hard to figure out.
Oh, and another little dealy here. We got free admission to something. The DNR offers free admission to veterans. So I bet this is only for one day. Yeah, November the 11th. That's Veterans Day, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so on Veterans Day, you can get into free, it says, state parks, reservoir properties, and state forest recreation areas and off-road vehicle riding areas. They have off-road vehicle riding areas?
Well, down at Redbud or whatever that's called down in Linton and Greene County.
Oh, man. Well, anyway.
They have one there. Now, I don't know where else.
Well, I don't know either, but I'd be surprised probably to find out. I don't think I want to know. Because Falls of the Ohio State Park is open only during the afternoon on Veterans Day, that park will offer free admission to its interpretive center for veterans and active duty military on both Sunday, November 11th and Monday, November the 12th. That's the one way down on the Ohio River.
Yeah.
The new one that was made by O'Bannon, our buddy that got the I-69 started.
Right.
You know. We appreciate the sacrifices and service of our veterans. Okay, so there we go. And Veterans Day's next week.
Well, the 11th.
Yeah, the 11th. The 11th day. It's the 11th day of the 11th hour. The 11th year, 11th hour on the 11th day.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be that's the armistice.
Right.
Of World War I. So. Works out handy that Veterans Day is on that day. And you can get your poppy if you buy VFW poppies. Now, it's nearly impossible to get to the VFW here now because it's on off of Vernal Pike over there where Hannah Trucking used to be.
Uh-huh.
You got to drive over to Curry Pike to get on Vernal Pike to get on the road down to the VFW. So, you know, what a nice deal. What a nice deal. You got to drive around the county practically to get to the VFW.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure they're hurting because of that. But they were hurting anyway because all the World War II guys have gone on to another battleground for most part.
Yep.
My mother-in-law, she has a boyfriend. She's 92.
92, right? Got a boyfriend.
Got
That's
a boy,
good.
One of her old high school buddies.
Uh-huh.
Who's the only one still kicking around. And she's in the hospital down in Jasper, Indiana. She fell and broke her hip.
Oh, no.
So if you're listening out there, Judy, wish you best you can have, and please get well soon.
Yeah, there's not fun.
No, it's dangerous thing for an old person.
Yes, it is.
So, good luck, Judy. We love you.
Well, I guess we're going to have to take a break, ain't we?
I hear that music.
Well,
that's the music. Yep.
We're going to get out of here for a little bit and take a little break and get a breath of fresh air, and we'll be right back.
Yes, sir. Listening to Inside Outdoors, brought to you from the beautiful rolling hills of southern Indiana. So hang in there, and we'll be right back with more Inside Outdoors after this short break. You're listening to WFHB in Bloomington, Indiana, volunteer-powered community radio at 91.3 FM for South Central Indiana. Also 98.1 in Bloomington, 109.7 in Brown County, 106.3 in Ellettsville, and online at WFHB.org. We want to thank Morrison's Appliance and Service for underwriting our program. Right now it is 34 degrees downtown Bloomington, and looks like it's going to be a pretty nice day today, but we're looking at some rain probably by Sunday. end a little bit Monday and definitely Monday night and on into Tuesday. And I hate to tell you, but I see the word snow somewhere around Thursday. Now, I don't know what that means. Hopefully it's just a little bit of showers, but may start seeing snow sometime here. It is November. You're listening to Inside Outdoors. We'll be right back. You're listening to Inside Outdoors with Buddy Bill, Don Jordan, and Rich Reardon. Hey there, we're back.
Hey, we are back, and it's, you know, you said there in your little piece that you didn't know what that snow meant that we're going to get. I'll tell you what it means.
What does it mean?
It means time to go to Florida.
time to get out of here. I almost have to agree with you. Time to get out of here.
I'm telling you, that snow, I could tell you, I've seen all the snow I want to see.
I've seen all of it I want to see this year out in Wyoming.
That's right.
Yeah, you've already seen some, haven't you?
Yeah, a foot of it.
So we got a little note via email from one of our former WGCL fans when we were on that station before they threw us off. Let me read this to you. This is from a fellow named Mike Rogers. He says, "It's been a while now since WGCL ended the radio version of Inside Outdoors. I don't like that the show was canceled and told them so. Was wondering, would it be possible for you, Bill and Rich, to put together a podcast? I've missed listening to you guys and would certainly listen. I'll even bring you some donuts. Thanks for the years of the show. I'd love to hear you guys again sometime." Well, this is from Mike Rogers. And Mike, we do have podcasts. And he sent me back after I emailed him back and told him we do have podcasts. And Rich, where do we have podcasts right now?
Morrison's Appliance and Service website. You'll see a link to Inside Outdoors, and that's where you can go. We have it, WFHB does, if you go to WFHB itself, you will find under News and Public Affairs, and there's a drop-down menu, and you'll see Inside Outdoors right down there. And so, you can hear us either way. Go to Morrison's AppliancesAndService.com, and you will be able to listen right there.
And the WFHB, that's this station we're on now.
Correct.
That's on the internet, but it's .org. All the others are .com.
Right.
But WFHB is .org. And if you want to listen live, when you get to that page, their front page, up in the very top of the page there, there's a little statement that says, "Listen to WFHB Live," or yeah, something like that. And you can't really miss that if you go to the very top of the page. And then you can listen live, like right now.
Right. If you happen to be out of state or somewhere where you can't get you on your radio, you can hear us.
Well, if you happen to be out of the city limits, it's, even though we have repeater stations.
I tell you what, now that I live down south, I can hear us all the way to Bedford.
Well, you don't have hills in between you, I guess.
I think it's pretty good down that direction.
Well, we don't get it north of town, and I can't get it in Ellettsville. But somebody must get it, or why would they have all those stations?
You should be able to get it 106.3. You need to go to a different number, that's all, in Ellettsville.
I know there are all different numbers, but I cannot get it. So if you're having trouble, use your computer.
Absolutely.
I'd think you could get it over there.
Well, you can't. So I've got four different radios, and none of them bring it in. That's including the big radio with the antenna on it. So I guess it's the hills. It's line
of
sight.
There is.
Line of sight. And we do have Bloomington North High School in between us and this station, which is tall enough to knock off some of the signal, I think, but not all of it. But it does. We just don't get it out there.
Might be all those Jake brakes drowning it out there on I-69. They were down by your house.
Well, did you see the news that I-70 or I-69 north of Bloomington, between Bloomington and Martinsville, is going to have a 70-mile-an-hour speed limit soon?
I'll be darned.
Soon.
They're supposed to be about done with it.
Well, I noticed they moved the barrels over farther to the edge of the road. So I'd say something's afoot. And, of course, that'll make the Jake breaks even longer because they'll be going so much faster coming right. down those hills that it'll take them longer to slow down. So it's pop, 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 pop. Yeah.
How was that?
Pop, 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 pop.
Yeah,
pop,
yeah.
Interspersed with a few vroom, vroom. and a pop, 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 pop. Okay. So there we go.
There we are. There we are.
Yeah, if you want to call in and give us what's on your mind this morning, we want to hear it. That's at 1-812-323-1200.
Oh, that's it.
That's it. It. So we've been getting pretty regular calls here lately. I guess it's because, you know, more people can hear us in town or more people listen to this station. And it's 7 o'clock.
Right. And that helps yeah. tremendously.
Yeah, it does.
Wonder how Kevin's doing.
Kevin. Oh, yeah, Kevin.
We haven't heard from Kevin for a long time. And our lady over in Brown County, we haven't heard from her for a while, have we?
No, we haven't. And I haven't heard a peep out of the people that run that shooting range over in Owen County. Of course, they've been having a little problem.
They've got a little problem over there. There have been... kind of quiet.
Yeah. Some of their shots were going astray off the reservation.
Well, that's what they said.
That's what they said.
Claimed. Yes.
I don't know if that's true or not.
I don't either.
But you could certainly hear them. There's no doubt about that. No doubt. Okay. Well, what else you got for me this morning, Bill?
Well, by golly, I don't have a whole lot to... Rich, how much rain did you get down in the last few days down at your place?
Plenty.
Plenty?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... Oh, we got 4 6/10.
Wow.
4 6/10. Wow, that's a lot.
I didn't measure it, but it was raining pretty good there for quite a while, and it was one of those typical gray, ugly... fall days.
Well, it really came down hard, starting at about 4 in the morning, maybe earlier than that day when we got all the rain. I had like 3 inches that one overnight and then the next day. So that would have been Thursday night and Friday, I guess.
I was talking to Jeff Mitchell, and he lives just about halfway between me and Rich. And he said he got 4 point something, and I don't remember what he... probably about the same as I got.
Well, I think after it was all over, that went on for another day. We might have had the same, you know. A lot of water in the gauge. A lot of water came down that day. My poor wife was down visiting her mother in the hospital down there with her broken hip and had to drive back in that rain.
Oh, my.
Night before last was particularly bad. It was semi-foggy and rained like buckets, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It was really bad. And, well, you just wonder if all that riprap's going to stop all that dirt from getting into my smallmouth fishing hole on Indian Creek.
Is that on I-69?
Yes.
Does that get into your creek?
Yes. Well, it goes right down past Crane, you know. If it goes past Crane, it's got to cross Indian Creek someplace. And it does.
Well, this is that the way that goes down towards?
Well, it starts in Greene County and goes Hobbyville, you know.
Yeah.
Up above Hobbyville a little bit's where it really starts. And then, yeah, it does cross the highway in one spot anyway. And it definitely is in the watershed, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway, it's a shame. It's one of the nicest creeks around.
Well, I seen they was digging more of it out and putting riprap in, and
they got it looks like they're terracing it. They had a dozer up there on the top of that,
right,
making a flat spot. Now, I hope that they do something besides what they've been doing.
Well, what they've been doing's not been working. So,
well, my relatives who live in Dubois County say that every riprap. Every rock factory that's providing is busier than, a one-legged ant.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, that I-69 is job guaranteed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
From now on.
And it looks like it because they, you know, they cheaped it up. And it seems to never have a never-ending collapse of the road around those bridges. So they've fixed some of them, and they just sink right back down.
Uh-huh.
So if you're pulling a trailer down I-69, when you see a bridge coming, you better slow down.
Yes.
Slow down, slow down, slow down. Because otherwise your trailer is going to be up in the air about 5 feet when it hits that those dips.
Well, when we went to Wyoming, we went I-69 to 64 and then into St. Louis. And they had worked on a few of them bridges, but boy, they seal some that.
I know. They just they kind of sneak up on you because, you, like you say, that you get a good one, you think, well, they fixed these. And then the next one, kawam!
Yes.
Same thing up here on Arlington Road. You know, I've been complaining about this since they started working on that pipe. This is Vectren putting that pipeline along the road on Arlington Road.
Mm-hmm.
And they've left these trenches that are about, I'd say, 3 feet wide, maybe.
Probably.
You know, maybe a little wider. But one of them has a 3-inch drop on it. So when you go across that, ka-bang, and then the back wheels hit it, ka-bang. And if you have a small car, that could throw you off the road.
Uh-huh.
It's dangerous. And one of my neighbors called the utilities department engineer, as the utilities department road engineer or something like that. That's who you call to complain about this. You'd think it'd be the road department, wouldn't you? But this guy is apparently in charge of these contractors that are putting the, you know, things
utilities
across, putting things across the road. So if you want to complain, that's the place to call. And I know if you live out in that direction, you've encountered this because you can't miss it.
Yeah.
And they got steel plates over the ones right down by the rotary there at where you go up to Dyer School or up Arlington Road, you know, that one there. And as you approach that rotary now, you go across these steel plates, which also are a kabang, and that's a sharp edge.
Mm-hmm.
Could easily destroy a tire or a suspension system.
Oh, yeah.
And make it real dangerous getting into that roundabout because you could slide on the metal. If they don't get that done before the first ice storm, I predict there'll be people sliding right through that roundabout coming downhill there, you know. Well, it's. I wish they'd fix it.
Yeah.
I wish they'd do something. At least tell these guys, you know, we're going to penalize you if you don't fix it. They seem to fix them like 2 or 3 months. They fixed one, but they left it sitting there for all that time. You know, it's just like nobody's putting any pressure on them. So come on, city.
Well,
if you're in charge of that.
Utility company's supposed to keep them up.
They are.
Hey, I just got a call.
Yes?
He didn't want to go on the air, but he wanted to mention that he was on Indian Creek, and he saw a heron hatchery.
Really? Well,
there was a whole bunch of them over there. He said you guys should talk about that for a little bit.
Well, that's all right. Where is it? Did he tell you?
He said in Greene County.
Well, that's a pretty big. Most of Indian Creek's in Greene County. So.
Yeah.
Thanks
over near Crane, I'm guessing, but
well, I don't know. There's a long stretch of it above the Silverville entry, long stretch of the creek there that is pretty wild.
Yeah.
So it could be anywhere between Newark and Silverville.
But you know, talking about herons, he said he was a hatching.
Right, rookery.
Rookery.
Right.
But you know, to come to think of it, I hadn't thought anything about it. But always before, when we went out west, going through Nebraska and Wyoming, we always seen a lot of herons.
Cranes.
And
sandhill cranes.
Sandhill right. Cranes. And you know, we never seen a one.
Is that right?
This time.
Really?
Never seen a one. I just happened to think of that.
Well, that's really odd because that's where there, you know, there's the biggest numbers are
right
on the Platte River.
And they congregate in there. But the river had water in it, had plenty of water in it. And but I hadn't thought a thing about that till just now because normally when we go up through there on 80, you'll see see them everywhere.
Well, I did hear, I have another relative that lives in over by in Jackson County out in the country, and there's thousands of them over by Seymour in the bottom.
Oh, yeah?
There's thousands of them, and I assume that there's also thousands of them over at Goose Pond right now.
Well, I'd say there should be.
And also at Kankakee, you know, Jasper Pulaski up north. Those are all three on the flyway now. So I can't imagine what happened to them on the Platte unless they, you know, they don't move that early.
You know, I don't know either.
So they stick around until freeze up.
Because I know that one year I went out and, I can't think of her name now. Anyway, we went driving around to see the wildlife, and man, they was everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, what's that?
Well,
sounds like the end of the show.
Huh? I just got started.
Well, but you keep talking. Well, we got a couple more minutes.
Got a couple. But anyway, we've seen all kinds of them.
Uh-huh.
And like I said, this year, I never seen a one.
That's really surprising. I'm amazed. That's the biggest collection of them out in Nebraska. And,
yeah, because you can drive down 80 and the river's right there on the left-hand side going out. And you can see them everywhere.
Hey, guys, that's it. Yeah, we got about 15 seconds.
We got about 15 seconds.
Goodbye,
see y'all next week.
Yeah. Hey, we'll be back with something. So take care, have a good week, and bye-bye.
Well, that's all we have time for today. Inside Outdoors comes to you from the beautiful rolling hills and green forests of southern Indiana. Inside Outdoors is brought to you by Morrison's Appliances and Service, serving Monroe County since 1954 at 900 West Kirkwood Avenue in Bloomington, Indiana, and all with eco-friendly service, pickup, and delivery. For more info, visit morrisonsappliancesandservice.com. Be sure to tune in next week for more Inside Outdoors with Buddy Bill, Don, and Rich, and listen online anytime at InsideOutdoorsRadio.com.
So thanks, everybody, for listening and tuning in this morning, and so we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to WFHB in Bloomington, 91.3 FM. Bloomington at 98.1 FM, Nashville at 100.7 FM, and Ellettsville at 106.3, community radio for South Central Indiana. Thanks for listening. This has been Inside Outdoors.